I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. My name is Mary Scanlon. I'm your host. With me today, Jason Black, Strategic Communications Specialist for Community Renewal Team, or CRT. Now, CRT is a designated community action agency. Now, they're handling both Middlesex and Hartford counties. It's the largest nonprofit provider of human services in Connecticut. And you're like, what's human services, Mary? I don't know. Well, this is what they do every day. They help people and families become self-sufficient while making sure that their basic needs are met. So they have programs like Meals on Wheels. They handle energy assistance programs, supportive housing and shelters, and a lot of other things. And they're serving people in more than 60 cities and towns throughout central Connecticut. And Jason is going to tell us about everything that they've got going on. Thank you for joining us.
Mary, thanks very much for having me today.
Now, I went and I participated in a CRT activity over the summer, and I had a super good time. The huge spud, the big potato came through.
The big Idaho potato. We're so glad you were there. And you told me you were able to bring your kids to that.
That's kids
wonderful.
Loved it. Oh, they I'm loved so it. Glad. The potato was huge. You had food trucks there, ice cream. It was a great respite in the summer afternoon of running around and doing all the activities to just do something silly and fun.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you made it to that event. Yeah, we had a lot of people who were able to join us that day in Hartford at our offices on Windsor Street, which was lovely. And it was great that the folks from the Idaho Potato Board were able to come out and be there with us for that event.
And they were donating money to your organization,
right? That's right. Yeah. So whenever they do their tour across the country all year long, and with each stop they make, they pick a designated charitable organization that they want to help out. And so to them, I said, what better way to help, in our case, Meals on Wheels, than with a giant potato strapped to the back of a truck, right? If that's not a meal on wheels, then I don't know what is.
And everybody
loves
it.
We're totally behind it. And they gave us a very generous donation that day. All the people that came were throwing money in the bucket that we had put out. And all the food trucks that were there, they made donations based on their sales that day.
Great.
So it was a really nice fundraiser for them and awareness building for the Meals on Wheels program, which is a big part of what CRT does every day.
I'm still kicking myself for not ordering something, one of the rice balls off the truck. I was so mad at myself for not grabbing one.
Oh, yeah, I know which truck you're talking
about.
Next year,
I'm getting one.
All right, I promise we'll make sure you know exactly when the event is happening. Yeah, the folks from the Idaho Potato Board, they were very happy with how that event went, and they're working with us already to try to think about what we can do next year to make it even bigger, even better, and more fun for people here in the Hartford area.
And that was just a fundraiser in the middle of the summer that's helping to benefit some of the amazing stuff you do, because CRT has been around since 1963, I'm reading here.
That's right, and that's correct, and I'm glad we have that right. This year marks 55 years for CRT.
Wow.
In the community, and we've been here in the Hartford area that entire time. As you said previously, we are what's considered a community action agency. We are designated in that role for Hartford County, for Middlesex County. And as you say, so we help children and families and parents and, seniors, young and old, veterans.
To a lot of people.
There are a lot of people who do rely on the services that CRT provides each and every day.
I'm looking at the numbers here, and it's saying that you've served more than 35,000 families. So that's families. That's multiple people. But this is 86,000 individuals.
Right. And that was last year. Exactly.
Those are the numbers from last year. Okay. Right. And this is the stuff you're... programs are doing important stuff. And I'm going to start with Meals on Wheels because I don't think people understand how incredibly important Meals on Wheels is, not just from a nutritional getting seniors something to eat and making sure that they're fed standpoint, but from a social aspect well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. One of the things that this program does, because it's not just a delivery service like drop and go, right? The people who are making the deliveries, they are very, very connected to the people that they're serving. And they go to the homes and they specifically, you know, they're bringing the meals in, and it will be a hot lunch, and then you have the option for what would be essentially a cold meal that you could have later in the day. You can stick it in the fridge, keep it for when you're hungry.
And there's specific reasons for that, too. So they're bringing the hot meal in, so they're getting a one warm meal of the day, making sure they eat.
Right.
And the cold meal is done because it's something they don't need to heat up, because there could be some safety issues at some point in someone's life where they shouldn't be using the stove anymore.
That's true. Maybe they shouldn't be using the stove, or maybe it's just difficult for them to get around in their own home at this point because of age, right?
Yep.
You know, this is a program for seniors or for people who are unable to get out of the house.
Yeah, you're bringing meals to them for a reason, because they can't get out and get the meals.
That's right. And so the meals are there. The volunteers, most of them, who are bringing those meals in on a regular basis, they're spending some time at each stop along the way, and they're getting to know the people who live in those homes. And they're forging relationships, as you say. I mean, that's a big part of this. It's the social connection that's being made, and they check on the person who is getting help, and they, you know, is the cat okay to feed the fish or water the plants or whatever the person might need?
So it's more than just to drop off food and run. This is important to some people who are living with no visitors in isolation. Can you imagine a life like that and how lonely it must be?
Yeah, it's got to be very, very hard for folks in that circumstance. Absolutely. And so this is one little piece to help alleviate that. And so we're very proud of that work. And this year already, Meals on Wheels that we organize here in Central Connecticut, we've delivered, by the end of the summer, we had already delivered over 300,000 meals to people in need. And by the end of this year, it'll be over 500,000. We know that from the way the numbers are panning out.
And everybody out in the rest of the country thinks, oh, Connecticut, that's rich. That's Richville. That's a rich state. Everybody thinks Greenwich. There's a large population of people in our very well-to-do and all intents and purposes state that need help. And they're people that you don't even know.
Right. You'd never know in most cases that somebody's getting that sort of help or that they need that kind of help. And, you know, we're here in Connecticut, New England, we're proud people, right? We don't want to tell people that
sturdy New Englanders.
That's right.
We're Yankees,
We don't want to let on. But there's nothing, you know, there's no shame involved in that. And if anything, you know, if you know someone out there among your listeners, if you know someone who does need help, who does need that type of service, please have them get in touch with us.
Because
we can get them signed up.
These are hot, nutritious meals. Then people, if you need it, take it.
Absolutely. And it's technically, we ask for a donation per meal of $2.50 per meal, which when you consider the actual cost of producing each meal, it's like a fraction of what it costs. But if for some reason that individual can't afford that, they're not going to be turned away. No one's ever turned away.
I feel like that attaches a certain amount of pride to it as well. Like you're still able to participate.
You're paying for your meal, and you understand that there's a value in that. And again, it's a suggested donation. It's not something that we're going to require. If for some, you know, if you contacted us and you said, look, my mom or my dad really needs this help, but we just can't afford it, we're going to make sure that that person is getting the deliveries. And the nice thing, they can get deliveries 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And if they want weekend deliveries, that happens at the end of each week, where additional meals are dropped off for the weekend.
Wow,
so in theory, somebody could have meals delivered to them 7 days a week.
So these are for people who are isolated and don't leave the house much. But you do also provide 1,500 seniors each day with meals that are not Meals on Wheels.
Right. So that, yes, and those
which
take
this
place
is very interesting to me too, because this is like, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, these are done at senior centers typically and other community centers where they are, it's what would be considered like a congregate meal, which is kind of a you know, jargony sort of
fancy word for get together.
Fancy word for let's have lunch together.
Yeah.
Right. And it's for seniors first and foremost. And it is a community style lunch. They take place in towns all throughout Central Connecticut that we host. They're great experiences for the people who do take advantage of it because, again, it's a social opportunity.
And I see in community centers, I see the bus pull up and everybody gets off. So there's rides to it. You can organize it with the towns that you're participating with.
That's right.
And it's a great way to get out, chit chat and kibitz with your friends, you know, and you have a nice warm meal. So it's a social aspect. It's a nutritional aspect. And it's doing a lot.
That's exactly right. And in fact, for those who are curious, you can actually see the meals that we're going to be serving at the community centers on the CRT website. We have a menu for the month up in advance. The November menu is on our website now.
I love that. I think it's wonderful. I see the seniors. I've caught them a couple times, and I've smelled them a couple times. They smell fantastic. No, I'm not even kidding. They smell great. You guys do a fantastic job. And you've got people who are regulars. Like there's a woman in the Avon who's turning 103 years old.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, she had her birthday this summer.
Wow.
And she goes to the Avon Senior Center every week. She's there multiple times a week. She's basically their captain from everything I've been told. She oversees their Wii bowling team. And it sounds like if she's not there, a lot of the other folks who do come are a little bit lost, right? Because they turn to her for guidance and for leadership. And she's there all the time. And she's a wonderful, wonderful person. And we had a great time celebrating her birthday this summer.
And now we've got an increase in the senior population right here in Connecticut. 34 of your 40 congressionally assigned towns have seen increases. So in 10 towns served by you, seniors make up 20% or more of the population. And as this starts to grow, the demand's going to grow too, obviously, from social services.
That's exactly right. And that's where we're going to be able to step in with things like Meals on Wheels and with a variety of other services and programs. We also, one of the things that we do in Hartford, which is pretty amazing, we oversee a facility called The Retreat, which is an assisted living facility. It's like across the street from Hartford Hospital.
All right.
And it's apartment-style living for seniors who are on fixed incomes. And they're beautiful apartments. I've seen them from the inside. And, and the seniors there, it's an amazing facility for them. They're going to have access to medical help if they need it. They've got access to meals throughout the day because there's a kitchen and dining area for them. Great facilities there for them to do group activities together. They do a lot of little field trips out in the community, and it's right in downtown Hartford, and you'd never even know it, but it's this beautiful assisted living facility called The Retreat.
And both of those things do something for seniors, too. The Meals on Wheels and The Retreat is that you're letting people stay in their homes,
right,
and they get a sense of independence and a sense of pride. And there's a comfort. There's a comfort to being in your home.
We all love
and enjoy it, and seniors should, too, for as long as they can.
Yes. No, absolutely right. Yeah, helping people to maintain their dignity and maintain their independence, as you say, being in a space that they know that they're comfortable.
Your own smells, your own pillow.
Right.
You know, all your own stuff.
Exactly. No, that's a huge piece of the puzzle. You're absolutely right. And we love that is a big part of what we're able to do with the seniors that we serve.
All right. So let's talk about the basics, though. How do you pay for all this?
Right. So that's a really good question. So it's a combination of funding that comes in. A big part of what CRT does rely on is grant support, both at the federal level, the state level, city, and then from private foundations that provide us with funds as well. So we're regularly looking at grant applications. In fact, we just received a pretty significant grant at the federal level for a three-year program that is going to be helping to look at the opioid addiction crisis.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it's specifically targeting population in Hartford, primarily folks who are recently released from prison, to help ensure that they don't fall into a circumstance where they're going to be getting addicted to opioids. And so that program is just kicking off now. It's a massive grant that the organization received. And it's a three-year program that we're going to be doing, and we're really excited that that's about to get started.
That's going to help big time. It's really important right now. But
then the one other piece to mention in terms of the funding question, of course, is it's private donors,
individuals
and businesses that are very, very generous every year and who
because
are
because, let's
really
be honest, our state's having trouble with our budget and things get cut.
This is right. Yeah,
absolutely. And you have to be always worried about how am I going to make sure that you're helping all these people every day, but you want to make sure that you're able to continue to do it.
Right. Yes. No, that's a big piece of the daily equation for us. And you're absolutely right. We work very, very hard to make sure that the funding will be available for the programs that we are working on and to try to begin new programs as well. So like this piece that is the opioid grant, that's a brand new program for us.
Okay.
But we're really excited about that because it is going to take us in a slightly new direction for some of the population that we're serving. But it's going to meet a very important need. So no, you're right. Finding those occasions where there are people who are able to help out and who can make gifts, whether it's a one-time donation or if they can give on a regular basis, that's fantastic. Equally, when people can volunteer, right, and give
their time.
Yeah, I
was going to say, who's delivering all these Meals on Wheels? Who's putting together the meals when people are at community centers? How does this all work?
Yeah, well, it's a combination of paid staff from CRT and volunteers
yeah.
that we rely on who go to the community centers, who take those meals directly to people's homes, and who do those deliveries on an ongoing basis for us. We have some volunteers who've been doing the Meals on Wheels program for 20-plus years now.
All right. We're in Connecticut. What about snow? Because I see sometimes on the ticker, on the Chiron, on the bottom of the news, it says, you know, no Meals on Wheels tonight. What do you do in situations like
that? Yeah, well, if we know a storm is coming, we're going to double up.
Okay,
and we're
going to
make sure, right? And so you're going to get, if you are on the program with us and you're going to get a delivery, you're going to get an extra so that it'll tide you over if for some reason we're not going to be able to get the trucks out. But from what I understand, more often than not, and I've been through this now because I've been with CRT for about a year and a half at this point. And so last winter, I know fully well from the experience of the snow days, we would perhaps be closing our early childhood preschool program, you know, in line with other schools in the greater Hartford
area. For the
snow
program, sure.
Right. However, Meals on Wheels, it's going to be open, and they're going to be making deliveries if they can get out on the road. As long as it's safe for them to drive, they're going to be getting those deliveries out. But yes, if for some reason we know in advance that there's going to be a problem, they're going to do it the day before.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Jason Black, Strategic Communications Specialist from CRT. It's the Community Renewal Team. They're changing lives. They're creating opportunity. We've been talking about Meals on Wheels and some new programs that they have coming up, but you know, winter is coming, you know, and winter, summer, spring, fall, any time of year, energy is energy and people need help because energy bills, we all fight it every day.
Right.
And
yeah, who's turning the thermostat up or not, right? Or can we turn it down another
notch?
In my
house, it was no heat till trick or treat.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
we've been struggling a couple days here
boy.
And there because we're trying to make sure because energy bills are high.
They are high.
And it's
and
it's one of those bills you can't cut out. You can't you can quit cable, but you can't quit heat for your
house.
You
can't quit heat. No, you're absolutely right. And that is a big program of ours. And as you point out, I mean it is one of those things that people they struggle to decide, well, am I gonna pay for the heat or am I gonna have groceries?
Yeah.
Or am I going to pay my car bill this month? Or what, you know, what can I juggle? And we hate for people to find themselves in that situation. And so one of CRT's really big programs is an energy assistance program. Which helps people, again, here in Central Connecticut, so Hartford County, Middlesex County, with payments for their home heating bills throughout the winter months. Sign-ups for that have already begun. In fact, I learned a week or so ago, Mary, that we've already done intake on more than 5,000 families who have requested the assistance. And by the time the season is done, you know, at the end of the winter, it'll be well over 20,000. Because that's our average year over year. It's a little
that's a lot. Yeah. Wow.
But it's incredible that we're able to do that. And you know, we are a relatively lean agency when it comes to that type of thing. You know, it's not. You would think we would have dozens and dozens of people answering calls and being able to. There's a hardcore team that's over on Weathersfield Avenue in Hartford who are there taking calls and helping people out and working with people to complete their applications and making sure that they can keep the heat on in their homes.
So this is how you're helping people pay home heating bills, and you have to be eligible, obviously, first of all. So who's eligible?
Right. So there are income requirements that are going to be looked at, and when you go to CRT to apply – they're going to walk you through the process. And if you go on the CRT website, in fact, there's a couple of forms that we have available. One is a checklist that you can print out ahead of time so it says exactly what you need to bring with you to verify what you need. And there's also a list of, you know, frequently asked questions that we have that people can print out and look at in advance if they want. That form and the checklist, they're both available in English and in Spanish.
Okay.
And all of our staff are available in English and in Spanish for that service, which is hugely helpful. You don't have to be a homeowner to be eligible for the energy
assistance.
That's important
to know.
Renters are eligible for the service as well, which is pretty great. So that you can, you know, if you are renting your home and you need help with that, it would be a one-time payment. That you could be eligible for. And so it's worth looking into if you think you might need the help.
You
never know, exactly. And the sooner that people apply, the better, because we can then get them the fuel that they need. And the fuel can be in a wide range of formats, too. You know, oil and propane
gas,
and wood.
Yeah.
I mean, electricity, if that's how you happen to need to heat your home, there's a variety of means that can be used to help get you the payment that you're going to need.
And this justice isn't about, you know, making sure you get oil, gas, or heat. You're helping people make their homes or apartments more comfortable and energy efficient.
Right.
So you've got some services that you can do for single and multifamily properties throughout Connecticut. For qualified home, you'll send a certified engineer, technician guy to go reduce energy work.
Our weatherization program. You're absolutely right. Weatherization is a huge piece of this as well. And it's a really nice opportunity. And the really neat part about this program, weatherization is the one program that CRT has that is actually statewide.
Okay.
Everything else we do, everything else we do really is confined to Central Connecticut. Weatherization, CRT is the designated contractor for the entire state. And as you point out, if you are interested in weatherization, and again, typically it's homeowners, but it's also open to renters, again, as long as you have permission from your landlord, have the place weatherized. It's a free service.
And this is stuff like if you've got a leaky, drafty window, you know, you'll seal up air leaks and drafts. You'll change light bulbs out to something that's more energy efficient.
Right. Look at insulation. Exactly. They're looking at various things that are, you know, how is the energy escaping your home?
Yeah.
Right. What are the things that can be done to help keep it in and retain it? And it has year round benefits, right? It's good in the winter because it's going to keep your house warmer, but it's actually going to keep your house cooler in the summer. People don't even think about that necessarily.
But you can see if you qualify for insulation, refrigerator, freezer vouchers, boiler, furnace replacement or repair, even getting, if you have a pane that's cracked, they can do some services like that, like replacements and stuff for that. So you can go right to crtct.org and you can find out on the application and click through and see if you qualify for that. Applications are accepted all year round and the staff speaks English and Spanish, so don't worry about that. That's so important.
Thank you. Yeah, no, the weatherization program is pretty incredible. And it's one that is... It's not very well known necessarily that it's something that we do, right?
Yeah,
it's one of the many programs that CRT provides, but it's something we don't get to talk about a whole lot. It's not very sexy, right?
You know, weatherization. No, but you know what? If you're handing the money over to pay the high energy bills, wouldn't it make sense to try and fix why the energy bills are high and maybe make those bills less in the long run? We don't have to be wasteful. And better for our environment if we're using things that are more energy efficient.
All true. Very good points. No, exactly. And it's free.
Yeah.
There is no cost to you as the homeowner or the renter, if your landlord approves, for you to take advantage of that energy assistance and the weatherization services. It's absolutely free of charge.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Don't throw money out. I coupon. You got to save every bit you can. It all adds up.
Exactly right.
Now, people listening out there right now that maybe didn't know about CRT and didn't know about all the things you do, whether it's the Meals on Wheels or the energy assistance or the whole long list of things that you're helping out with. How can people help support you and all your programs?
Thank you. Yeah, so a quick way, of course, people can visit us on our website, as you said, www.crtct.org. They are able to make donations directly through the website if they're interested. We always appreciate that.
Yep, money always helps.
It never hurts, and we're not going to turn that down. But we do have room for volunteers on a regular basis if people have some extra time. You and I were talking before about somebody that we both knew.
Yeah, Mr. Stearns.
A guy by the name of Bosie. Who, unfortunately, he died this past summer.
He was my old neighbor, and he was a great dude.
He was amazing, and he was just a saint. For the work that we do, one of the things CRT does is we manage two different homeless shelters, one in Hartford, the McKinney Shelter, and then the East Hartford Family Shelter, which is for families, as the name implies.
Yeah.
Bosie, on a weekly basis and sometimes multiple times per week for over 20 years, he would bring donations.
He would drive around and go do bread pickups at Stop and Shop. He would park his car in the front and go pick up bread that they weren't going to sell. They were just going to throw away, but it was still good bread.
Yep. There was nothing wrong with it.
This was bread that was going, he was picking it up and making the delivery and bringing it to the shelter and making sure people had good bread from Stop and Shop to eat from the bakery.
It was bread and other baked goods, and so it would include cookies and pies and sweets and, you know, all the things that, as you say, they were just going to be thrown out.
I would see him at the Glastonbury Stop and Shop parked right in front, and he would say, here for pickup.
That's right. And then he would bring it into Hartford, and he would do this every week. And again, sometimes multiple times per week. Unfortunately, we lost Bosie this summer.
He passed away.
It was a sad, sad piece of news when I found that out. Because he was such a huge part of this environment that we have.
These shelters didn't have to buy bread and baked goods because he was getting it to you.
Yeah. No,
these organizations, he passed away, and these places still have the bread and baked goods and stuff. Yeah. We just need a new Bozy. Somebody to step up and go pick up this bread. So you're looking for that right now.
I am. In fact, yeah, I would love to find the next Bozy. You know, someone who wants to be like Bozy.
Yeah.
Because he was a remarkable man. And he took the time, I understand. He was in a fortunate position. He was a little older. He was retired.
Yeah.
He had extra time during the day where he could go out and he could make these deliveries. He would come to us. He would go to other shelters as well in the greater Hartford area. But when he would come to us this past spring and summer, he had a minivan.
Yeah.
And it would be full front to back with baked goods.
Yeah.
And barely enough room for him to sit. And he'd come and boy, the shelter staff and the men who were staying at the shelter at the time, they all knew Bozy. They loved Bozy very, very much.
He loved them too. He spoke very highly of all the gang. He really did. He was very happy to do it. And he was not boastful about it, but he was very proud to let you know that this is what's going on and this is how we can all help and how we can be better and do better.
Right.
You know, he was very clear about that. That's we all know Bozy didn't mince words.
No, exactly. No, he was very straight shooter, but he made the most of his time. And he helped to ensure that a lot of people were going to be the beneficiaries of his generosity and his hard work, and it was incredible, and we can never thank him enough for the work that he did and the time that he was with us. And it was amazing. And so we're regularly looking. If there are listeners out there who have some extra time and want to volunteer, we have a variety of ways.
Do bread drop-offs or anything.
They could do the baked goods. And another piece that we do, if you happen to be 55 or over, we have a program that is it's called the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. You don't have to be retired, but it is seniors who happen to be 55 and over. They have a variety of volunteer activities available that we coordinate in the greater Hartford area. One of them involves literacy with kids in local schools.
Okay.
Another one that's really interesting, we're in six communities now, where we will help if you need a ride to a medical appointment.
Okay.
We'll pick you up at your home, take you to the medical appointment, wait for you while you're at the doctor's office.
You're really helping people continue to live their lives.
Exactly.
It's so important. Yeah. So whether you can be the new baked goods drop-off person, or whether you can come help out with Meals on Wheels deliveries or help out with appointments, this is what we need volunteers for. And if you have people that volunteer for this, you don't have to pay for it. That helps the bottom line to create more meals and more programs and more help for people out there so we can all be living our best life. And these programs can get funded.
Exactly right.
So if people are looking for more information about various programs or services, that can all be found on CRT's website. And don't worry, if you're in the car and you don't have a pen and paper, I'm going to put this all up at WRCH.com just as soon as the show's over. It's CRTCT.org. That's the CRT website. Or the Facebook page, you can just put in the search bar CRT and it'll come up. And you'll know that it's CRT because of the blue and white circular logo.
That's exactly right.
On the side of their buildings, it's on murals, it's on custom delivery trucks that are carrying the meals. That's a distinct logo. You'll know it's you.
That's right. Yes, you're exactly right. And we're active on Facebook. We're there every day. We respond to all of the messages that we get on Facebook. So if people have questions about services, they need services, or if they're looking to get involved and to help give back to the community in some way, either way.
If you need the help or if you can help, it's all right.
And then a few other quick, if I can mention the phone number that people could call if they want. So it's 860-560-5600. That's the main number.
Nice.
Monday through Friday, we've got folks there all day long who can help you out and put you in touch with the right people as needed. Equally, if you'd rather just send us a quick email, you can email to us. It's info@crtct.org. I get all of those emails, and so I make sure those are directed to the right person.
Jason will get back
to you. And if I don't get back to you directly, I will make sure that the right program person gets back to you.
Well,
that's part of my job.
You're doing some really amazing work. You should be commended.
Thank you.
I really encourage everybody to go check out some of the things you do and help if you can, and if you need help, contact them as well. Okay, so the information's all going to be on our website, wrch.com, in just a couple of minutes. Jason Black from Community Renewal Team CRT Strategic Communication Specialist, thank you so much for coming in and letting us all know about the great stuff you do.
Really appreciate the time. Thanks, Mary.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.